This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today on CityCast Houston, we're doing things differently because we're coming to you live from the Toyota Center in front of a live studio audience. But don't worry, we're still talking about all the news to start the week, from confusing marijuana laws to a story that might make you want to keep a closer eye on your trucks. Plus, we're talking to Hiran Joshi to find out what it's like to manage social media accounts with millions of followers. Producer Carleon Jones. Hey, Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis. And the firecracker, the dynamic media personality, Antrichel Nova. Are all in the building with me for this special edition of CityCast Houston. It's Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Rahil Ramzanali. Yeah. And here's what Houston's talking about. That is right. We are at the Toyota Center for our live taping. And what a day and what a moment. Wow. So nice to see everybody here. So everyone's here. We're enjoying this. It's our first live taping. And here we are. So we do have to talk about some news, right? And look, there are some interesting things going on. I will let the lady start first. Carly, do you want to kick us off here?
Yeah, I got shot.
Because I know you're upset about this story, so
yeah.
We're going to have to hear Carly preach, and this is a good one.
Okay, y'all. So basically what I want to talk about today is that we have a new mayor, and he's coming in with a lot of different things that we have to pay for, and I don't like that. So if you go out a lot in Houston, or if you just go to the store or anything like that, they have a lot of metered parking, right? Well, metered parking is available from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. where you have to pay. And after that, it's free. He is trying to make it where it is going to be till 2 a.m. where you have to pay every single time. And I'm just like, why are y'all digging in our pocketbooks? But the reason that they're doing that is because basically during the pandemic, Houston, I guess, started to go broke. And they said that we're on the verge of being broke. That's according to our city controller who's over the budget for Houston, right? So instead of trying to figure out other ways, they're like, okay, we're gonna make y'all pay for it, okay? So they think that we can make about $8 million back from making this pay meter go longer every day of the week. And I'm just kind of thinking, for me, it's gonna make me wanna go in a house more and not be outside as much, because now I have to pay for parking along with gas, along with trying to be there at the restaurant or bar or wherever I'm trying to go. Like, I don't wanna do that. Like, just because you're going broke, don't make me.
Would you rather just pay the extra instead of us going broke as a city? Like, I'm like, that was
that
out of
nothing to do with me.
Like, what would you rather do? Okay.
I mean, when you put it like that, right? Yeah. Like,
come on. But you're right. So I initially heard about the story. I know council members were throwing this idea out. And actually tomorrow in city council, they're going to be discussing this. It was supposed to be discussed last week, but that got tabled because the mayor and a council member started beefing about how Prop A should work. And that is city council members can kind of set the agenda. And Mayor Whitmer is like, hold on. No, actually, you cannot. You have to go through this committee. That's how the mayor talks, by the way. No, you cannot. Right? That's how he does it. So back to the parking situation. So I've heard council members propose this. And that extra 8 hours, right, because 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., that's a lot, especially in the downtown area.
Yeah.
People don't want to pay. We're used to not paying.
I just think there's got to be a middle ground. Like, maybe they can charge it on the weekends until 2 a.m. I know that's okay. Not going to be what people want. But in the week, they can keep it at 6 p.m. and then it's free. But there's got to be some middle ground. If it's every day until 2 a.m., yeah. It's going to be ridiculous.
Maybe they lower the parking cost after 6 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. Because what if it's just $1 an hour? Are we still going to beef about that?
What about
okay.
The tollways?
Okay, the tollways is another one. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Tollways is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Those tollways have been paid off for years, right? Come on. And the upkeep, there's no way the upkeep is that expensive.
No.
But here we are still paying for tolls, and I use West Park a lot. My saying is, you're just paying to sit in traffic in West Park. That's all it is.
Honestly, that's, yeah. Who pays the tolls, though? I mean,
you pay yours?
Did you just
Carly,
admit to
what's going on? Yeah. One of the most embarrassing things is they don't have it anymore, but were the cameras when you would go through the toll,
yes,
and then you could see yourself like basically breaking the law. Yeah. Like, it was so embarrassing.
It was so. One time my dad borrowed my car and I guess my easy tag fell off or something, and he got a ticket because he went through it. And it was so sad seeing my dad just driving through it. I'm like, man, this is embarrassing. Like, to see your dad commit a crime, yeah, and you get a picture, it's not nice, you know? But yeah, things are getting more expensive. And this actually is not an expensive thing. This is about the firefighter deal that is going to be coming up, the back pay, the new contracts. And all of that does cost money. And Chris Hollins, actually we're going to break some news here. He will be joining CityCast here shortly in the upcoming week. So we will talk to him. We'll get answers about all these things about the budget. But we do have money saved from the COVID funds, about $400 million. But he's saying, let's not risk that, right? Like, let's not take all of this money we have saved up and we go broke. So let's be smart about it. And if that means Carly has to pay for parking when she's going to Trader Joe's, I'm sorry, Carly.
I mean, if you have $400 million, I don't. You know? So why do I have to go broke?
I don't either. No. Yeah, so that is a story we'll be keeping our eye on. But man, yeah, things are just, we're just gonna have to pay for more things. And Brooke, what is your story? Please tell me we're not paying for more stuff.
No, there's something cool coming to Houston that I want to tell people about. So, I mean, it's kind of cool. You guys, I feel like there's going to be some pushback. But there is something called water taxis that could be coming to Houston on Buffalo Bayou. A group of developers want to have a stretch of Houston to downtown where they'll put little water taxis. You can actually get dropped off at Post, University of Houston downtown.
What school am I riding in the bayou?
But see, I think the only opposition, as Aunt Trishelle, she's maybe not even on mic, has said, is who wants to ride in Buffalo Bayou? I don't know. That is the opposing thing. So a group of developers, they're trying to bring, you know, development, like attention to that area. Buffalo Bayou really is a beautiful part of Houston.
It's so beautiful.
Come on, Aunt Trishelle.
Okay, audience participation here. Would you ride a taxi on Buffalo Bayou?
Hell
yes.
No.
Okay, for yes. Yeah. But you're not in the water, you're on a boat.
My father.
Okay. Okay, okay. So yes is an overwhelming winner right now. How about no? Yes was okay, no is the winner. My bad. No is the winner. Come on, y'all go to Galveston. It's
Yeah.
So I don't know why I took a shot at my beloved Galveston. I love Galveston. Y'all leave Galveston alone.
I know. Nobody here runs on the bike. Like, nobody runs at the bayou.
I've never even been to it.
Walks at the bayou. Goes on a picnic at the bayou. Nobody.
You been to the bayou?
Yes.
Because obviously you haven't.
So it's obviously going to cost money, right, to ride the taxis. Yes. And this is just so... is it for downtown workers who want to get through downtown using the taxis?
I think they want it to be recreational. I mean, this isn't like Italy, like us riding on the
same
river. But they want it for attention and attraction to downtown in Buffalo Bayou. So ideally, you would go to Buffalo Bayou, hop on one of those water taxis, get dropped off in downtown, maybe go out, go to Post Houston, go to U of H downtown. I mean, guys, I feel like, am I the developer now? I feel like I'm selling this
You're
idea.
Selling, yeah.
Yeah. Am I getting it?
Yeah. Brooke actually has a 7% equity stake in this taxi thing.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of cool, guys. I thought it was.
I do. Okay, I am interested in this because now that you mention it, at night, could you imagine drunk people going down on the taxi and going from the Post to the theater district or wherever?
Like a recipe for disaster. Is there alligators? That's what I was going to ask. Are there alligators in that bayou?
There's alligators
everywhere. We don't know what's in the bayou.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So taxis are no for this audience. Wow. Brooke is going to be there.
Wow. I will be there. I guess no one else will be there with me.
All right.
Have fun, girl.
Okay, I'm going to get to my biggest story. So for the longest time, Houston has been regarded as an unhealthy city. Do y'all remember back in the 90s, even early 2000s, there was like a big obesity push here in the city. Well, I thought things changed. And y'all know me. I talk about working out a lot. I love, you know, keeping track with fitness and health and all that stuff. So it's super important to me, but I thought we were making some strides. We weren't, because Houston is pretty unhealthy overall. So Wallet Hub did this study and we were named the 92nd healthiest city. 90 seconds, not bad. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the list was only 182 long, so we were, we were halfway. Like, we're not a healthy city. I guess we're not an unhealthy city, but the list looked at cost of healthcare, which we were 106 on that list. Yes, we can make healthcare a lot more affordable, right? Yeah. We're known as the place for oil and gas, and gas is cheap out here, right? When we fill up our tanks, it's relatively cheap. We are known for hospitals. Our medical center is the best in the world. Why are we still paying so much for healthcare? Come on, don't we get a discount for that or something? We have more access, but this list found that we actually are not good with healthcare. Food rank, that's where we win. Look, we got a lot to eat. Look, this is where we get
hurt. But is it healthy?
It's not healthy. We have a lot of food options. So, you know, that does hurt us. And then overall fitness rank, that means the amount of parks, trails, gyms, all that stuff. We're not that good with that either. So I don't know. Do y'all consider Houston to be an unhealthy city?
Yes.
Yes, a resounding yes from the crowd.
Yeah.
We're unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as like, when I think of Texas, I think of everything is bigger in Texas, and that includes the people. And that's because we eat a lot. We have big portion sizes.
Okay.
You have to think about that. Like our food, if you go to other cities, their portion sizes are not nearly as big as ours. We go and get the biggest plates. And yeah.
And it's more affordable, so we can eat out more too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's the restaurants. I think we have so much to eat. But also, I guess based on the last question, people aren't going to Buffalo Bayou. But I feel like there are other parts that people are going to work out and get healthy. And so I think there are ways to get healthy. We just may be too busy eating. That's what I think.
Hey, fair enough. Okay.
The food is good.
It is good.
Healthy places are in high traffic areas.
So majority of the healthy places are in high traffic areas. Yeah, it does make sense, right? Yeah. So here's another thing maybe that's playing a role with all this is that we're always hungry because everyone over here is somehow getting weed, okay? Let me get to this story. Hold on.
What a segue.
That's called a segue, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Thank you.
This
is what I live for. Marijuana is illegal in Texas, but there is a new marijuana store opening up in Sugar Land. And by the way, it's available everywhere right now, right? Like you go to any smoke shop, you can get Delta 8, 9, THC, you can get whatever you want, but we're just not getting taxed on it, which again, government officials, do y'all want to make some money? Do we need to put a pact together or what? Can we just get it legalized? Mm-hmm. But I saw this story. So since 2015, medical marijuana has been legal in Texas under the Compassionate Use Act. And if you want to learn more about that, we actually did an episode on it last year on 420. Mm-hmm. What? That's programming right there. And you can learn more about that. But there is a new store opening up in Sugar Land at the same time as they're banning vape shops from opening up. So what are we doing here? This is so confusing, Carly.
It's crazy. Like, my thing is that I've heard that a lot of these shops, because they've been popping up everywhere, and I've been really confused. Like, I'm driving down the highway, and I'm seeing, like, a green store to the side. I'm just like, what is that? And that's a dispensary, like, in Texas. Then we have Wild, which has been selling, like, infused drinks for the longest. And so it's really confusing to me, because I'm like, is it legal or is it not legal? They're finding loopholes to do this. And the thing is that a lot of these places, you can go in there without a medical marijuana card. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to speak for this place specifically that we're like that's opening up in Sugar Land, but a lot of places you can go in there without a card, and I'm just kind of like, what? Yeah. What's going on? There's people in jail for this. Why?
That's what I was about to say. I'm about to be the bad cop here, but because I feel like there's a lot of access, but people will easily get pulled over. A lot of it affects Black and Brown communities, and so those are the people that are going to be most affected if they don't figure out the laws here.
Well, there's getting rid of the smoke.
Yeah.
The smoke itself. So there's dispensaries everywhere.
Yeah, there's dispensaries everywhere. Other states are making money off of it.
We're going to beverage.
See, and beverages, you can you can now walk in to pretty much any store and just get a beverage that's infused with THC, Delta 8, 9, whatever you want, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And again, we just can't legalize it and make it so where we want, it's easier to access and safer to access. And two, make money off of it. So Carly doesn't have to pay for parking, right? It all comes back to Carly not paying for parking. Yeah. Yeah, why not put a dispensary on the water taxi too?
Oh my gosh. I don't think I'll be there though. Yeah. If there's a dispensary on the water taxi. Yeah. So that might be the thing that takes
that's
me out.
That's gonna sink. Yeah. That'll be the one to see.
Yeah.
And that's why we all wait down here. You smoke that, you get it. Right. Too much.
Okay, you're all ready for an interview? Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, how many of us have social media here? Woo! Yeah. How many of us follow the Houston Rockets on social media? Woo! That's right. Well, we actually have the director of social media, Heron Joshi, is here with us. And man, welcome in. I'm so excited to chat with you. He's been a longtime friend of mine. All of us, we have like maybe 1,000 followers. Some of us might have 100,000. This man here manages over 10 million followers on social media, he and his team. What is that like, man? Because that is intense.
It is. Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. That first segment was awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Not sure I can top it. That was a great conversation. I was like, put me in the game. Yeah. I mean, that's a great conversation. But yeah, on a lighter note, it's really interesting, right? Like social media, this is my 9th year with the Rockets. So I've seen social media grow from something very small to something really big, just as many of you have, I'm sure. When I came in, it was really just the basics, right? It was like Facebook, some Twitter at the time, which is now called X, which I refuse to call it.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
Stick to
it's
Twitter. Yeah.
Just because a billionaire wants you to call it something else, no, I'm not. Unless he's paying me, then it's good.
Exactly.
Then we'll call it X.
Exactly.
That's if you're going to throw a Model X my way, then we'll call it X.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll call it whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we threw an Instagram into the mix. Now you got TikTok in the mix, which is a whole hot topic on the legal front of all that taking place. So, it's grown so much. And now it's come to a point where we are focused on providing the next generation of Rockets fans the chance to come and get introduced to a really, really new team, right? Mm-hmm. We come from the James Harden era of a very different team, and now you've got the Jalen Green era, and you've got the Shingun era, and they're like 19, 20, 21 years old. So it's pretty crazy, right? Like, their fans, I'm 33 now, so I'm the old guy in the mix now.
Wow, you're a veteran. You got the veteran minimum right now. Basically.
That's right. Yeah, I can't get injured or anything. Like, I gotta stay on the court. So the times have changed so much since I used to travel with the team when I first started my job. Now I have a team that does it, and I oversee that. So we've seen a lot of progression take place, and I think a lot of people think of social as just a fun thing, but it is genuinely a $1 billion business, right? Mm-hmm. It has gone from a recreational thing where you're showing your grandparents their latest grandchild and what they're doing on Facebook, to a point where now you're selling commercial real estate essentially on social media for hundreds and thousands, if not millions of dollars. So
it's really when you talked about when you got started, and I actually knew you when you got started, and remember it was almost like you had to convince people that no, social media is a real deal, this is important, and they're like, okay, get out of your kid, right? Like, they would call us kids. Because I used to manage accounts for Landry's, doing their social media, and they were just like, okay, whatever, social media guy. And now you mentioned it is a $1 billion industry in that if you don't have it carved out, if you're not engaging fans, then your product is just kind of disappearing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, trust me, when I told my parents what I wanted to do, they were like, yeah, no. Like, this is not a real thing. This is not gonna work. I'm like, trust me, it's 9 years ago, so like it was on the cusp of really taking off, and I'm like, I'm telling you, this is something. And I went to U of H and did broadcast journalism.
Woo!
There you go. But the school has grown so much since even when I was in college, and now you have digital media classes that you can take. Like, that's not something that I was able to do 9 years ago, so.
That's crazy. High school.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Social media classes in high school. That's amazing.
That's a great way to put it. Yes.
So amazing. With associate's degree. What? Get out of here. That's amazing.
It's crazy. And and when I start hiring now, they come in with more experience, which is really good for me, because a lot of it takes training And obviously, you're the voice of a really big brand, so you really can't make too many mistakes, because you're speaking on behalf of the Rockets in this instance, but really any brand that you're covering.
And you like one tweet could cause a bleep storm, right? I don't want to, there's kids in the audience, but it could start a bleep storm. It could get a whole country mad at you. But it really, like, those words play a international role now. How scary is that when you press send? Or when your team, now your team does it, so like somebody else is pressing that button for you.
Yeah, no, it's wild. I mean, like, the average age of my team is 23 years old. So like, this is a very young team with a lot of responsibility. So it's kind of a reiteration of like, you're really good at it now, don't take it for granted, because there is gonna be that one time you take it for granted, and that's when you make the mistake. So we cover all 82 games, right? Home and road, so it's a good 6 month span of work. My team also travels with the basketball team as well.
Oh,
so they have a great, it's a great opportunity. I had a chance to do that. That was one of the funnest parts of the gig.
We're old now, we don't wanna travel now.
Oh, I've got a 1.5 year old, so my life has changed completely. Like, just getting sleep is a win for me.
Exactly.
Right? So,
and as you mentioned, you guys are covering all the games and hopefully the playoffs here soon. What do you do in the off season? Because there's nothing happening. Is that even harder than in season games?
That's a great question. So it is a little bit harder in the sense, like, you have to be more creative because you don't have things that are happening right in front of you. So you have to come up with things. So, I mean, we've gone as far as like, you know, every day is a thing now, right? National Pizza Day, National Popcorn Day, National This Day. Like, it seems like we have a day for everything. We kind of lean in on the fun stuff, honestly, during the off season.
As you should. It's fun. It's social fun. Media should be fun.
It's fun, right? Yeah. We do stuff with Clutch the Bear, the mascot, and that brings like great energy to it. So it's not just the basketball team. It's the Clutch City Dance team. It's the mascot team we run socials for. It's the retail shop that we run socials for as well.
That's
so
cool.
It's all of that stuff. We got the draft.
Yes,
we got. You know, free agency.
You got schedule releases. That's a big deal now. Summer league games. So it's constantly, you have a lot of content still year round.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, this is the most important question because we deal with trolls at CityCast Houston. It happens, right? People are going to comment. People are going to say some stuff where you're like, what do you do here? How much patience does it take for you and your team not to respond to trolls? Because I know y'all can't. It's hard to do that.
Right.
But when you see certain trolls engaging with y'all, like, how hard is it? Just one day you just want to fire off a tweet at somebody.
It is really difficult.
I will tell you,
it is difficult. Like we low-key like want a burner account just to get it out of our system.
Easy, Kevin.
Like,
Durant.
For real. Like, let's just shoot it out on there just to get it out of. There you go. And that, yeah, so it's a great
question. Just create
question.
One and then, yeah, just fire off. Keep your eye on the comments.
I appreciate it. It is hard because, like, we'll go on an 11-game win streak, and you're on top of the world. Everybody loves you. And then the minute you take your first L, it's like the world just ended. Like, you're the worst in the world. So I think, like, the more you are in the business and the more you see it, you become a little numb to it, to be honest, because you're like, okay, you know, it's also based on the person's personality. And what kind of day they're having, and what kind, like, you really don't know, right, what's going through a person's mind. Or it's just really easy to get on a keyboard and say something.
I know, it's
you would
easy.
Never say that in front of my face, right?
That's true.
But you would probably type it on there, right? So it's a little different in that sense. So, like, you almost have to just remember.
That's why I just drive to people's houses now. And they're like, what'd you say to me? I just show up. I'm on the Ring camera like, excuse me. Yeah, cash me outside. That's what I do. See, this is why I'll never have your job.
That's
I'm joking. I've never done that, by the way.
I was going to say, that is impressive. No. If you've done that, that is impressive.
I have had somebody, I was making fun of the Dodgers one time, all right, on Twitter, and a fan in LA somehow found my address, my home address, and posted it. And let me tell you, that night I was like, oh, we're just going to stay awake.
Oh,
so, these trolls are terrible. So, you know, it happens, but I'm glad you don't react that way. That's good.
I think you have to. And look, it's a really good segue into, like, knowing, like, people that are getting their career started, like, make sure your social media is clean. Make sure your social media is professional, because now when you get employed, people, that's the first place they look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they genuinely look at that. So I always tell young people when I'm able to have a conversation, like, don't just say whatever, because I will find it when I try to hire you if you ever apply for this job. Yeah. Like, we will scan, and, you know, there used to be background checks. Now there's
social
media
checks.
Background
checks. Yep.
So it's like a really good bit of advice, I think, and it's a great point you just brought up that, like, you really got to keep your pace and keep your sort of your, your level is kind of medium in that sense, right? Not go too high, not go too low.
And that's great advice for anybody hiring for any job. So like, be careful what you post because it's public record.
It is,
and you'll find it.
It is.
Man, I know you're busy today, so I appreciate you taking time out. You do great work, and it's awesome to see your growth and your team's growth as well. Keep it up. One more time for Harry, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, everyone's been waiting for this. You've heard her throughout this broadcast, and she is the dynamic media personality, one of my favorites. Let's give it up for Antrichelle Nova. Woo! Antrichelle, what's up? You having fun or what?
Man, what's up? Hey, everybody. Welcome to my house. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, Tillman.
What's up, CityCast family? So happy to be with y'all in person.
I know. It's so nice to see you, and I had to bring you on for Rapid Fire. What do you got for us? What's your first story?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about money, and how much does Houston need? $8 million?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Forbes has just come out with their wealthiest people in the world list.
Woo. Okay.
2,187 people on this list. Ooh. Guess how many of them live in Houston?
Ooh, let me get, I haven't seen the list. I'm going to say, we know Tillman's one. Jim Crane is one. I'm going to go through all the sports teams because that's my thing, right?
Two how
right
there. How many people? Before we get to them, how many people are in Houston?
Seven.
How many people are in Houston? I'm going to say 10 total.
Okay, you say 10? All right.
I'm going to say 5.
Y'all, 15 Houston billionaires.
15.
And that's who they need to go to
that's
get
the money. That's
where
you go get
that.
The money. When you talk about the eight, ask all of them for a dollar or something.
A few dollars.
A few dollars. Or some a hundreds couple of dollars. Million.
Couple of thousands.
No, just all of them get a meal. Give everybody just slide.
15 billionaires. Okay.
Billion.
We're good. Billion.
Just have them all donate a million. It's like work. It ain't nothing.
So wait, Antrichelle, you want all these billionaires to give you some money?
Not me, baby. Houston, okay?
They okay, live the
here.
City.
Houston needs it.
They live
Houston
here.
Needs it. Okay.
They're from here. Give it to Houston. So that
I'm going
to
say, Antrichelle, if you were on this list and you heard this podcast, you'd be like, stay out of my pockets.
I would definitely say, I love Houston. This is my home. Y'all need $8 million. Here go $100,000. But that's just me. That's so just me.
Who is on the list? Tillman Fertitta is one.
Absolutely.
Jim Tillman Crane Fertitta, has to be two.
Fertitta is on there. Mr. H-E-B Charles Butt is on the list.
What?
Okay. Yep. Jeffrey Hildebrand is on there.
Okay.
They also have Richard Kinder.
Oh, yeah, I met that.
Kinder is on the
Institute.
List.
Yes, all right.
The Duncan family. Y'all may know the Duncan family from this is a sibling group.
Okay.
Okay,
the
they got a
Wait,
lot of money.
Who's the Duncan
not
family?
Duncan.
Y'all don't know that. Y'all, they're the owners of Texas Monthly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's who, I didn't know who the Duncan family was.
Oh, okay,
I didn't know.
Yeah. It's a bougie magazine.
Okay, gotcha. It's for the rich people.
That's where I make my bougie boards from the Texas Monthly. Okay, so y'all don't know who they are. So yeah, they also do a lot of, they're on a lot of boards. Oh, they inherited a pipeline giant enterprise product partners from their father, Dan Duncan. Y'all don't know him?
Okay.
From Forbes Notes. Y'all don't know him?
I was like, wait, Texas Monthly is not making them billions of dollars. Well, come on.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, but there's some pipeline
work. It's rich people.
Work.
That's why they're we rich, don't so. Know it. Didn't I tell you what I do with our vision from there?
Okay.
That's how I cast forth my vision from Texas Monthly.
Okay.
Every time I talk about a $2.5 million home, guess where it came from?
Texas Monthly.
Okay. I always know which ones the $1 million homes is on sale from where? Texas Monthly. All right. I'm about to buy one. $2.5 million. That's it. I'm getting
$2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
You can go 2.8. Come on.
I'm gonna find a $3.1 million and go and shoot for 2.5. You see how I did that? That's what we're doing. Listen, these people got money. It's 15 of them. Go look at the list. It's 2,000 people around the world, and there are 15 billionaires.
That's incredible.
Right here in Houston. Not from Houston. They live here.
Okay.
They're from here. They live here. Right? Houstonians.
They live here, unlike Beyonce.
So watch your mouth.
I want to see how the crowd is going to react to that.
So watch your mouth.
All right. I'm going to get to my story. All right. This is actually, we're going to combine rapid fire and only in H-Town. Can we do that?
Let's
so
do it.
I'm going to combine it because only in H-Town are truck owners sweating their tailgates getting jacked. And if you don't know what a tailgate is, it's the back of a truck that falls down and people are worried it is going to get jacked because a man in Kingwood said his truck's tailgate was swiped, not once, but twice in two different locations. How H-Town is that now we have to worry about our tailgates getting jacked? So the scary part about all this is like, yeah, we had the catalytic converters, right? Like that whole thing was easy, right? Because look, there's a lot of cars that had it. Now we're talking about tailgates, and this could cost up to $10,000 because it's not a cheap part. And this is something that, you know, a lot of people are worried about because it takes minutes to take off. I don't know how it, like.
That's what I was just about to ask. How does a thief take off a tailgate?
Help me understand why is the tailgate so important? Why I want to steal one?
Is it him only because the tailgate being gone?
It might be because, just him.
No, it's not just him. Officials have said that this is something that you got to be smart about. You can get tailgate locks as well. It's the same reason why you steal anything, because there's a market for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why. So only in H-Town do we have to worry about driving our trucks around and get our tailgate swiped.
But that's the thing, though. If people are that desperate to go steal a tailgate off a truck, why are we paying for meter parking? I just want to know. Like, we don't have the money. We're broke.
Yes.
We are not. Listen, and there are 15 billionaires here in Houston.
Yeah.
We are not broke.
We just need to go get in touch with
the right people.
Carly, what is your only in H-Town story before we wrap things up?
There's this mother-daughter duo that got busted because they were giving out illegal butt injections in Cyprus.
Oh my God.
Okay, so.
Hold on. What?
You heard right. Illegal.
Only in H-Town.
Butt injections.
So. But I thought we were fat here. I thought we were overweight. You see what I'm saying? How this, the math ain't math. The math is not math.
It's not going to the right places then.
Listen.
You're right.
It's not going to the right places. If there's a mom and daughter crew doing illegal BBLs.
Yeah.
They're not licensed.
No, they're not. No.
But so what are they? They're doing it in their back door, like at their house.
Well, they did it at an Airbnb. So that makes another, problem. Is that okay? We already had the issues with the Airbnb that we've been talking about.
We just talked about Airbnbs.
Yeah, that is smart.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's crazy because when they showed up to this Airbnb, undercover cops were there to be like, yep, surprise. We came to pick y'all up. They were charging $6,000 for these injections.
Girl, stop.
Wow.
Wow. Y'all want booty that bad?
I mean, if you're going to ask it, Andrew Shell.
Man, that is
H-Town right there. Some of your H's, that's us right here.
That's not H-Town. That was in Cyprus.
She said that don't count.
That ain't H-Town. That's in Cyprus. Don't put that on us.
On that note, Andrew Shell, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You for having
Carly,
me.
That was awesome. Brooke, thank you. And everyone in the live audience, thank y'all so much for taking time out of your day. To join us, to come out, to fight Houston traffic. We know you hate Houston traffic, so for y'all to come fight it, We truly appreciate it. And thank you so much for supporting the show.
Yes.
Thank y'all. Thanks, y'all.
That was Carleon Jones, Brooke Lewis, and special guest Antrichelle Nova with Hiran Joshi. You can find all the stories we talked about in our show notes. And once again, thank you to everyone for joining us for this live taping, and be on the lookout for our next one if you missed it. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Yes, come closer. We want you closer.
My uncle, he's a goofball.
I know. That's what we want goofballs.
He's going to cut up.